Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. President Barack Obama went to Capitol Hill Friday to make a last-minute appeal to fellow Democrats to support his ambitious Asia-Pacific free trade agenda ahead of a key vote in the House of Representatives on whether to extend crucial fast-track negotiating authority to the White House. As of Friday morning, it was still not clear whether the bill had enough support from House Democrats, many of whom are concerned the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, trade deal would send more American jobs overseas and hurt the environment. The fast-track legislation, known as Trade Promotional Authority, or TPA, would allow the White House to negotiate the 12-nation Asian Trade Pact and others like it without letting Congress make any changes in the deals when they come up for approval or rejection. An American labor union says hackers are now in possession of sensitive personnel information on all federal employees following a major cyber intrusion that U.S. officials say originated in China. The American Federation of Government Employees said in a letter to the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, the federal government's human resources agency that was targeted, that hackers have personnel data on all federal retirees and former employees. The OPM said last week, as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected by the December hacking. Some U.S. officials and lawmakers say China-based hackers, possibly with links to Beijing, carried out the attack. China dismissed the accusations as irresponsible. This is VOA News.